USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump touts record military spending and the formation of the Space Force as he signs a $338 billion Pentagon budget.
The 2020 National Defense Authorization Act is about making sure our warfighters have the tools, resources, and equipment you need to fight and to win, all the time to win.
The U.S. is watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials are referring to as a Christmas present. A significant launch or test would mean the end of North Korea's self-imposed moratorium and raise tensions in the region. It would also be a major blow to one of the Trump administration's major foreign policy initiatives, the drive to get North Korea back to negotiations to eliminate its nuclear weapons and missiles. This is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The president turned to Twitter to criticize Christianity Today magazine that was founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham. He was angry because of an editorial calling for his removal from office. Mark Galley is the magazine's editor-in-chief, and he tells NPR,
I suspect that if I was in a room with him, we could have a very amiable and delightful conversation. But he does display characteristics that I think, as a leader of a great nation like the United States, are deeply problematic.
Graham's son, Franklin, who now heads his father's ministry, and his daughter are both critical of the editorial. At Cape Canaveral, Boeing's new Starliner capsule ended up in the wrong orbit after lifting off. Jim Bridenstine is NASA's administrator.
When the timing was off, the spacecraft didn't know exactly where it was in the sequence. And when that happened, it believed, it seems, and again, this is all very, very early, but it seems like it believed that it was doing an orbital insertion burn when it wasn't.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
On this winter solstice, holiday travelers are in full swing. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
AAA expects a record number of people to travel during the holiday period, which will run through New Year's Day. It says nearly 116 million Americans will be traveling, some by air, but most by motor vehicle. And Robert Sinclair, the AAA spokesman, says a lot of those drivers will likely be dealing with headaches over the holiday.
We are anticipating more than 800,000 breakdowns among AAA members for the holiday travel period, with flat tires, dead batteries, and folks locking themselves out of their vehicles as the top three reasons.
And he says drivers anywhere in the nation will find the worst time to be traveling is the day after Christmas, mid to late afternoon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Notre Dame kept Christmas going even during two world wars, a beacon of hope amid the bloodshed. Yet, an accidental fire in peacetime finally stopped the Paris Cathedral from celebrating midnight mass this year, for the first time in over two centuries. As the lights stay dim in the once invincible 855-year-old landmark, officials are trying hard to focus on the immediate task of keeping burned-out Notre Dame spirits alive in exile through service, song, and prayer. Some of the Christmas celebrations will be at another Gothic church in Paris, just under a mile away. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.